You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Now, I'm excited for this next story because I love a good argument in a restaurant.
You love drama.
I do love drama. There's people that's like, no, I don't like drama. Then there's drama and I'm like, ooh, that's drama.
You're Marie Kondo. You just love mess.
I love mess. I do. So, Cam, you had a bit of an incident on the weekend at a restaurant.
So we had a big, like, family gathering. We were saying farewell to a cousin that was moving away. So there's a lot of us. Our family is not, like, huge, but there was about 10 of us, and we wanted somewhere out their way. So we came out west because all my family live east. And so we went somewhere that was going to be able to fit us. We went to a pub because, you know, we love a good pub meal. And we went there.
You all just tripped as you walked through the front door.
As we walked through the door, we all face planted.
Yes.
We swained it all the way through the entire day. But so we went, we spoke to them. They were like, oh, order drinks at the bar, but we'll take your order here at the table. And then you can split the bill at the end. Great. Then once we'd ordered, one of my sisters was like, oh, do you know, I'd like to get something a little extra, like a little dessert thing. And so she ducked over to the bar and was like, oh, I'd just like to order a little, like, cakey pudding kind of item. And what's clearly happened is when this has happened is the girl serving her has accidentally cleared our bill.
So she paid for her cake.
So she paid for just her cake.
Yep.
But then when it went through the till, it said she'd paid for the entire thing.
Right.
Even though she'd only paid the small amount for the cake.
Right.
Right. And she's sure and about that.
Yeah. Yep. We looked at the bill. Like we looked at her transactions on her phone. So anyway, we thought nothing of it. We all finished. We go to pay and they're like, oh, you've paid. And we're like, whoa, no, we haven't.
We haven't paid.
And so half of us are like hanging on to like the kids back at the table who are all full of ice cream at this point and starting to lose it. And the others are all like going up at me like, no, we've not paid. And they're like, no, you've paid. And then they started to get aggressive.
Ah.
And we're like, no, we haven't. We just want to pay for a meal. And like, you've paid. They start like kind of having a go at my sister. I mean, like, you've already paid. Like, you're bothering us. You've paid.
You would think a business would want more money.
Well, this is the thing. We're like, we're not here going, we've already paid. You need to let us leave. We're like, let us give you, we were trying to do the right thing. And this lot, they wouldn't let it up. They just kept going.
Was there a part of you that thought, you know what, maybe we'll just not pay?
At one point, one of us was like, maybe we should just leave if you think we've paid. But then, like, our whole family, we have this annoying moral compass, and we're like, no.
How many of you were there?
There's 10 of us.
And the bill was what, $300, $400?
And yeah, it's like a split bill. And so we were just trying to, and then like, the manager came over and started like yelling at one of the staff in front of us about it. Wow. And then they were like, well, it's already done. So da, 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 da. We had to like bring up my sister's transaction and say, look, you only charged her like $10, not the $300 you think we've paid.
Wow.
And then as we were leaving, they were really apologetic. They came over and they're like, oh, can you tell us which staff member served you and cleared your bill by accident? And my brother-in-law who had been there was like, I don't know if I'm comfortable pointing out this poor girl that's clearly had a slip-up, because the girl that served him was not the girl that, like, had a go. If it had been that girl, I'm sure we would have had a problem being like, well, it's her. She did it.
Yeah.
But it was this poor young girl, and we're like, we don't really want to point her out and be like, she made a mistake, and then everyone lost it at us.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was so bizarre and completely, like, we've just all said, right, well, we'll never come back here again.
Mm. Yeah.
And also, I preface this? We were the only table.
Right.
There was no one else. Like, there was people out in the pub.
Yeah.
But there was no one in, like, the bistro section. And we were the only booking for the night, they said.
So they would have made zero money for the whole night.
Yeah.
And they would have been like, but we had, like, 10 meals.
So like, it wasn't they weren't rushed off their feet trying to, like,
sure, like, they could have
with all the
somehow.
Tables or anything. Like, I could understand if it was really busy, but we were the only people and they still got it wrong.
But, like, how crazy do you have? Oh, anyway.
0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Have you had a memorable restaurant dispute? Cam, I would have almost considered walking out and getting a free meal if they were that angry about it.
Yeah, we definitely considered.
But 10 people is a lot of people to get a free meal, though.
Yeah.
And then if they found out later what would happen, would they worse call
on,
you up?
On the
or?
Girl. Well, they couldn't.
Would she lose her job? Yeah. Like $400 of a night lost or something? That's like
her
entire
tip's
wage.
Gone.
Yeah, you don't want to risk the poor girl's job. So, yeah, let us know your restaurant disputes. I've got a few that I know I've been involved with in the past.
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Talk about restaurant disputes.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant on the weekend with my family and they thought we had paid when we hadn't, and when we tried to pay, they got really shirty with us and just kind of had a go. Which makes no sense to me at all.
No. As if you wouldn't just go, oh, whoops, our bad. Let me just find the bill and let's put it through.
Yeah, let me resolve this. But they clearly just got super stressed by the idea of having to do more work than they were used to.
Yeah, I do love a restaurant dispute, though. I have a friend of mine who it became almost a running joke that every time we'd go out with them for dinner, they'd find something to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like, it would be like, oh, the food wasn't hot enough, or it was like the meal wasn't what it was described as, or they'd replace something without saying something, or it was too cold or too hot. There's always some problem, right? And we always used to think it was funny. We're like, oh, we're going to go out with our friend and he's going to cause a scene. Ha ha. Also a bit embarrassing though, because sometimes you're like, you don't want to cause a big scene in a busy restaurant or a fancy restaurant. So one year we went out for his birthday and, you know, there was about 12 of us at this table. It was a pretty fancy, expensive restaurant, I will say. So it wasn't cheap. I must say I was panicking a little bit about the bill because I thought, oh, this is going to be a lot of money. And I was like 20, so I didn't have much. And we're sitting there and it was one of those really hot Melbourne nights, like really humid, like 35 degree kind of nights. And the actual air conditioning in the restaurant wasn't working very well. It's like it wasn't kind of like functioning properly or handling the heat with all the people that were busy. It was New Year's Eve as well, so it was a busy night. And they were opening the doors intermittently and like fanning the room with the doors open and closed because it was so hot. So we're all sitting there sweating and we're eating and we're like, this isn't great. Anyway, whole restaurant full of people and my friend, of course, starts saying, this is ridiculous, like this heat is unbearable, your air conditioning is broken, this is ridiculous, had this big go at them. Anyway, next minute, he comes back to the table after going and having a whinge, like, okay, cool, let's go. We're like, what? He's like, nah, we're going, that's it. We've all eaten, you know, let's just go. And we're like, we have to pay. He's like, nah, it's already sorted. And we're like, okay. So we left the restaurant and I was like, so what happened? He's like, well, I complained and they ended up halving the bill, so I just paid it. So we're like, what, they halved the bill? He's like, yep, they halved the bill. And it would have been like an expensive kind of bill. They halved it just to get him out of their face. And he just paid it basically and said, there you go.
Wow.
New Year's sorted. Jesus. And we were like, half the bill. So, I mean, if something is done wrong, I guess it does pay to kind of say something. Because if you say it in the right way, I guess you can maybe end up scoring a bit of a deal.
There's also that level, though, where some people push it. Like, I know there are times that I've been out with friends and everything's fine, but my friend clearly wants to arc up about something. And you're the friend going, my meal is fine. And they're sitting there going, no, this is wrong with it. And this is wrong. And I'm like, it's actually fine.
Oh, complaining for you.
Yes.
Oh, that's the worst too. He's like, oh, don't involve me.
The one other time I've had a bit of a dispute is at a certain burger restaurant, which is pretty big here in Melbourne. And on the menu, I hate tomato. I hate it. On the menu, it doesn't mention tomatoes anywhere in there. And I said, when I was ordering it, no tomato. And they're like, that's okay. There's no tomato in this. You don't need to mention that. I'm like, cool, I won't. Then the burger came and it had tomato in it. I'm like, that's fine. I'll put it aside. That's fine. Hospitality is what hospitality is. I've worked in it. It sucks. I get it. So I just put it aside. But then I kind of lost it because the waitress then came up and was like, clearing the plates. And she looks at me and she goes, if you didn't want the tomato, you should have asked no tomato.
Wow.
I've had that happen. I feel like maybe this is the same restaurant because I feel like I've had that exactly happen to
really?
Me.
Really? Yeah. With tomato specifically?
With a tomato specifically.
Did I just not? Oh, that's insane. Like, who cares if you don't eat something? What if you didn't eat your entire burger and you left some bun? Would that be like,
wastage.
Oh, you should have eaten it?
Yeah,
wastage.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people just get
I cracked it. I was like, no, you don't, and I just got up and walked off.
But it's like, I mean, you know, I do, every time I go and get a fast food burger from like the standard big fast food burger place, I always remove pickles.
Yeah.
I don't like pickles.
Are
I don't
worst.
Ask for no pickles because I know it's going to take them longer to make it.
Yep.
So I just leave it and I take them off.
Yeah.
If I have a friend that likes them, I give it to them. But normally they go in the bin. Is that wasteful of me then? Should I be asking for no pickles?
Nah, I feel like pickles are small and irrelevant.
it really depends, because when you're in those one of those like fast food ones where they're like burning through burgers,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, whatever, I can deal with it the other end. If it's one of those places where it's like,
gourmet.
Here we are, we're making the burger in front of you, I'm like, yeah, cool, then just leave off an item and it saves you time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, just tell me off, waitress, okay, cool.
But if you asked for it removed, I would have said something if it came out. You know, if you said no tomato and it came out, I would have said, hey, I did say no tomato. It's no big deal, but I just want to let you know, like, someone might be allergic. It could be a problem, yeah. You know.
There was every chance I could have gone and said that afterwards, but, like, I never got the chance to because of my very nosy waitress.
Right.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Aww. Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
You have something to say.
I do. So my parents took my brother and myself out when we were young. So I was maybe 10 years old, which means my brother would have been like 12. We were children. And my parents got the bill. We didn't have heaps of money growing up, and this was quite a nice restaurant. And they were like, whoa, this is a really massive bill. And they're like, oh, there's like two super expensive bottles of like wine on there, not necessarily champagne, but bottles of wine. And so they called over the waiter and they're like, we didn't have these bottles of wine. They're like, yes you did, they're charged to your table, blah blah blah. And mum and dad were like, we have two children, there is only two of us, do you not think that if we had drank two entire bottles of wine that maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation with you right now? And the restaurant still tried to argue it, and they're like, well, like, take them off or we're not paying for the bill at all. Yeah. And eventually they took the bottles of wine off. But, like, they were adamant that my mum and dad had drank two bottles of wine between the two of them, because obviously, you know, my brother and I were children. We weren't going to have drank.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not? Get around it. It's just juice, basically.
Well, that's
wow.
Great juice.
Yeah.
I have good Christian parents. They would never have allowed for that.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.